Hello and welcome to the A and B version of the Dollhouse Podcast. I'm Barbara.
I'm Amy.
And we are doing, this is Season 1, Episode 11, Briar Rose. So first we're going to do the little synopsis. And this one kind of is a little crazy. You know, I'm going to do this other one, and I'll just change it. I'm always used to using the IMDb one, but then they just kind of end off and like, dot, dot, dot. It's like, it's actually the storyline.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Give me 1 second. Echo uses the story of Sleeping Beauty to help a young girl overcome a past trauma. But does the story foreshadow Echo's own future? Meanwhile, Ballard may have found the original designer of the dollhouse. Adele goes to an ex-employee for answers, and Alpha reveals himself and his endgame. Dun dun dun! And that one was, yeah, that one was nice and short, but good, from TV.com. And there was a little bit of trivia. I'm having to have less tabs up, so I have to find it. Early in the episode, Topher uses the term fricked. This is a made-up curse word used frequently in Battlestar Galactica. And this is one that the other co-star, Tamo Pinnicket, or Paul, I'm sorry, I can't really pronounce this actor's name, but Paul plays Captain Carl Hilo Agathon in 64 episodes of the show. And one of the writers also wrote for Battlestar Galactica. And there was one more. Alpha uses the term falling now when he jumps down while breaking into the dollhouse with Ballard. In another Joss Whedon series, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, they have something similar happen. Yeah, they do like falling now. Yep. So that's, I mean, I guess it was just similar situations. It's kind of just a thing to say, but kind of interesting. Sadly, there wasn't much. Okay, so, yes. First, we start out with the episode, and we see some guy, like, rummaging in an alley, and this guy's looking through garbage. And then we see a hand, the guy, and then it reaches up and it grabs him. So that was an interesting start to the episode. Yeah, you know, usually it might be something with the dolls, but no, it starts with that.
Interesting.
It was, but yeah, we'll be able to, I think.
Even noticed that.
Yeah. And, yeah, we'll talk about later about who it was and what we think was going on. But then we have Echo, and she's reading Sleeping Beauty to the kids. And it's like a big group of kids. Some of them are a little older, some of them a little younger. And then we have this older girl, maybe about 11 or so. And she starts, like, getting upset and ranting, and she's like, this doesn't make sense. This is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Echo, or, you know, whoever her character's supposed to be, is good with kids, and she's pretty calm, and she just, like, talks about it.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. Well, she's like, well, she didn't know, and all this, and she's like, well, If Sleeping Beauty knew about the curse, why was she going around on her birthday trying to go find spindles or whatever? Yeah, and then just, like, takes it, like, through so much more, and she's, like, pulling her hair out, and it's like, ah! And then, like, shoving stuff around. And, then kind of they just kind of end story time. And yeah. Also, I think she ended, like, ripping the book or something. But, just another, like, worker comes up and says, that was a trigger. And then Echo says that that book always bugged her, too. And that's why she picked it. And she thought that maybe this could help maybe find out who kind of what, why she was supposed to be there, who she was supposed to help, and it helps them find her kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which was interesting. So, yeah, she was brought there for a reason, not just to read a story.
Yeah.
But to help somebody. And I get, like, you think they would have, well, they might have given her a name, but she didn't know exactly who it was or something.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, so then we have Paul, and he's leaving poor Melly, and she's confused, and all he's saying, he's like, we're not good for each other, and it's really sad, and she's freaking out, and she's like, let's just take a break, but just a break, maybe, you know, like, just been too much right now, and she's like, yeah, and he's just like, no, we're not good for each other, and she's like, oh, tell me, you know, like, I haven't said anything to you, I haven't believed with all my heart, and he's like, well, that's why I'm leaving, because that's exactly what I needed to hear, and yeah, and she's like, oh, you know, this is killing me, and she's like, you'll get over it. It's like, oh, poor Melly.
Uh-huh.
I know. Poor thing. So then we have Boyd. And yeah, we'll get more into Molly later. But Boyd, and he finds a USB drive. And they think, he talks to Adele about it. And decides, you know, it's not from anywhere around here. They think it's from the NSA. And they think that only Dominic can open it, because they think otherwise it might mess it up. That's what Boyd says. And, yeah, it was funny how she was. She's like, psh, no deal, no big deal, just get him from the attic. And he's like, She's like, no, yeah, just get him from the attic.
Yep.
Somewhere that, what was it, make sure mind, like, the tip of its tongue kind of thing. Yep. And then we go back to Echo, and she's talking with one of the workers, and she says, we've had to take 5 knives off this girl. She's always getting into fights. She's skipping school. And they're like, we don't even know where she gets the knives. And it was, yeah, interesting. Like, we see that Echo says, like, it's really easy to get knives, and, you know, some, you can get them sometimes, like, off just a restaurant table, and you can get in and out quickly, and, it's like a social worker kind of thing, and says that, where she was, where she ended up, like, the mother's boyfriend, because the mom was on drugs, and basically, he was, like, a pimp, and the young girl probably thought, like, oh, I'll work for him when I got older, but no, he used her when she was really young, and supposedly got more money for it. And then Echo starts, like, saying, like, this stuff, like, oh, she's probably useless in group, and, just, like, making these things, and they're, like, you know, how could you know her that when you've known her only 5 minutes? And she's like, oh, I've known her longer than that.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And then we find out why. And Topher explains that Echo's imprint is, it's the girl, the one that was angry and messing up the book. Her name is Susan. And So basically he kind of just modified the girl's brain because looking at it, you know, everything's all messed up because of the trauma. But they just kind of fixed it up a little bit, and so they made it her, but the best outcome she can be.
Uh-huh.
So, like, someone that will understand her, but a good role model.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And it was his idea. He actually had a good idea. And he's telling all this to Ivy. Oh, Ivy. We love Ivy. And for once, he's actually telling her stuff, and he's not like, go get snacks. At least not that we see.
Yeah.
And she asks, like, how did you get DeWitt to go for it? And he says, everyone wants to be righteous when we can afford to be. And it was cute. Like, nicer than some of their other interactions, I think. And
yeah.
Then they get a phone call, and he's like, oh, end of the pride parade.
Yep.
But then next we have Melly, and she's crying kind of a little bit, and she's walking around, and she kind of, like, goes up on a bridge, kind of almost looking like she wanted to jump or something, which was pretty crazy. But then we get some guy coming up to her and takes her, and then we find out, you know, like, insinuate that, you know, it's her handler, and then they go on the van. And she's like, I don't know what I did wrong. And then Paul and his car follows, and then he finds out where it is. He sees the building. And Noah's like, yeah, it's been right here. And then we have Susan, and she's like, terribly like marking up the book. And she's like, I'm fixing it. And Echo's like, oh, well, that's called editing. You can do well with that. And they start having this conversation. And she's like, she really hated that she didn't save herself, don't you? Because that was part of what bugged the girl a lot before. And she's like, she should have been able to wake herself up. She shouldn't have had it happen in the first place. And everything else like that. And eventually, like, she tells Echo, like, she asks, like, did you have a chance to run away and you didn't? And she says, and she tells her how when she was a kid, sometimes she, in the middle of the night, she would get ready, but then he'd be there in the morning and things would be normal, and she just wanted the bad stuff to be in her imagination. Felt like, yeah, like, you would. She was just as guilty as he was, and when people called her a victim, she felt like a liar. Okay, yeah, and then later we get into the other stuff, but, so yeah, she was getting her report with that, but not like in a bad way, but yeah, she was just telling about her experiences. And we have the FBI lady, like, Paul's little go-to woman, the one that was telling him about Bouncy the Rat. that's all she is. She's like the Bouncy the Rat lady.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, not the one that made him, but the one that knows, like, told Paul about it.
Yeah.
The Bouncy the Rat informant.
Yeah.
Okay, so, he types in an address in the computer. And he, like, shows her the folder of, like, he's, like, all these dead ends. And he says, you know, he's found it now. And she's, like, so you're certain your neighbor, Nellie, was a victim? And he's, like, no, she's a doll. So that was kind of an interesting, like, thing he made. And he's, like, went up in the building, but, you know, when the elevators... But he just was in the normal building. He thinks, yeah, it's underground, and like he needs to find the invisible one, not just the front.
Yeah.
Or whatever. It could not be the dollhouse. It could be someone else. But, I mean, I'm guessing it's some kind of dollhouse front. But.
Yeah.
Not the just the commercial business anybody can go into, the one that nobody's supposed to know about.
Yep.
So, she's, yeah, just kind of, and she looks into employees, or no, Paul does, and they find an environmental systems consultant. And what they do is they do things like looking into recycling their own air and power and making closed systems. So basically, so they're off the grid. And so it's like they don't exist. But she's kind of, the FBI lady's kind of skeptical. So then we have Victor in the chair. And they want him, and he's Lawrence Dominic in Victor's body. And they have him, what do you want to say? I'm like restrained in the chair. So Lawrence Dominic can't do anything in Victor's body. But they tell him they want him to open the communication. And he gets upset, obviously, because he's been in the attic for I don't know how long it's been. But he's like, no, I don't want to help him. And then they get Dr. Saunders to sedate him. And he asks for whiskey. Which kind of gets brushed off. I mean, you know, he's been kind of crazy lately. But, yeah, interesting thing to ask for right then, just when you've been sedated. And Topher's like, ugh, kind of iffy about this. But, you know, Adele's like, oh, you know, we need to do this. And then they give him another, and then the doctor looks kind of like, but they give him something also to help him answer the questions. And then next we have Echo with Susan. And, you know, like they always say, tell someone, but that's not always so easy. And she starts saying how the mother's boyfriend said, you know, he knew the cops and she had a few chances she didn't take that she could have gotten away. And, you know, she starts telling the girl, which is true, that, you know, it's okay to have someone else help you when you're so young. And you have someone that's older and is more powerful and everything else. And I just don't get this next part, and maybe you'll be able to explain it more. So Echo tells little Susan to read the story, but think of yourself, like think of it from the prince's point of view. And then Salsa says something like, oh, she was dreaming and, like, acting like that was helping the prince find her. And I just didn't get that.
The whole, she's dreaming and that's supposed to help. I didn't get that either.
Thank you. I'm glad it's not just me. But I'm like, because I mean, she did say that. She did say that. I'm not just, yeah.
Or indicated, at least. I didn't get saying birth. Don't dream about your prince saving you, but reverse it. See it as you're the prince instead of the princess sleeping. That I get, but I don't get the whole...
Yeah, I mean, like, she should have just framed it better, like, you know, like, you're in control of your life now.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Like, I could get that, but in the past, the girl says...
That's kind of what she was saying, basically. She just
could have made it a bit more clear, like, you're the one in control of your life now. But yeah, because she did make it sound, because the girl didn't, I mean, like, maybe if the girl had said, I tried to give off signs, but it wasn't really clear, like it was ambivalent or something.
But she does, the girl does say something about how the... dad or stepdad or boyfriend or whatever it was said that he knew all the cops.
Yeah.
And so if you're a kid and you're thinking, oh, they know all the cops, well, the police are the ones that are supposed to be helping you.
Yeah, and they're not going to believe me.
Yeah.
And which I get that. So I guess it was like trying to get into the frame of mind that, and she did say like, you couldn't do anything then. But maybe you would have if he hadn't have had so much power. Kind of thing. Then you maybe would have been able to save yourself.
Yeah.
And I mean, it did help her and stuff. But yeah, that was just part was really confusing to me. And they could have framed it better. And I don't get how the little girl got it. And she's supposed to be 11 and supposed to be all fracked up, as Topher says it politely. But, you know, anyways, it helped the little girl feel better, I guess. Oh, goodness, where was I? Yeah, and it was cute, though. They make the joke about the prince, like, well, that's not his fault, he's a boy. And then she says she'll come back, and also, like, before she leaves, she's like, you felt safe around me, so I guess I'm pretty sure that means that you have a knife on you right now, so if you give it to me now, I won't tell anyone. And she gives her the knife. Susan does.
Yeah, and then Susan leaves.
Yeah.
Susan.
Yeah, I just always, right now, I'm like, it's easier with the Susan, like, I'll just call her Echo.
Yeah.
But whatever works for you. Then we have Paul, and
she says, which I find interesting, because I don't know that it's true, but she says to her that she's gonna come back.
Yeah.
And she tells the other lady that she said this, and I'm like, you don't want to give the girl false hope.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all either. And was it just me, like, remembering something? Because I thought if I did, I would write this down. But doesn't the lady say something like that? Like, if you say you're going to come back, you need to come back.
I think so.
Yeah. She's like, and says that, you know, don't make promises.
Something like that.
Yeah, she does. I'm pretty sure. I guess I just didn't write it down. I'm trying to be less with all the full quotes and everything. So that's sad to her. I have, like, a little frowny face next to that. I'm like, I put, like, how she says, like, I'll come back. And I'm like, frowny face. She doesn't. The poor girl.
As far as we know, because...
Yeah.
You'd think they'd show that, but maybe they don't see it as important.
Yeah, I mean, they monitor just for risk, I think, mostly. And this, I mean, it's kind of, I guess, like a orphanage or group home kind of thing. So there might be a tiny bit in case one of the kids goes crazy, but with adults around, probably not. So I think that's mostly what they would monitor for. And to make sure that she's not screwing up or anything, but I don't think they'd monitor for much else and wouldn't catch that. But who knows? Who knows? Maybe Topher would. And to help with the righteousness that he talked about.
Yeah.
And that she's really screwed up. It's going to take more than an hour.
Yeah.
To fix this girl.
Yes.
Like, have her go, like, for a month or something for, like, an hour. Once a week or something. But, anyways. Poor little girl. So then we have Paul. Is there anything else you want to say about that?
Nope.
Okay.
I just think that if Topher has half a brain of passion area, he has a brain, but...
Yes.
Very intelligent, and so sometimes they don't think of compassion stuff.
Yeah. And then plus, it would be hard to catch, because, I mean, they just screened for extreme situations, like someone's hurt or someone's glitching.
Yeah. I just mean he'd send her back.
It's true.
Send her this one time, but does.
Yeah, and then she is the...
The main doll.
Yeah, I mean, like, I was like, oh crap, did we say that already?
Huh?
I was like, did we know that yet?
What?
That she's the most requested active.
I think it's kind of obvious by now.
Yeah, and it's true. And I think I actually mentioned it before, but, and it's nothing like a big spoiler.
Well,
as long as we don't get into bunnies, other things.
We could.
I wish we could, but we can't.
Yes, but we could. But we won't.
No.
I think Adele has mentioned it. I think she said to someone who wanted her, and she's like, well, she's extra because she's the most wanted.
Yeah, maybe it was for the Marco guy or something, like, and she didn't know what it was or something.
Yeah.
That might have been it, or it was, I don't know. But, I think you're right, it might have been mentioned before. So we have Paul, and he goes to his door, the environmentalist guy he was looking up, and the guy's like, you're not Thai food.
Oh my god.
Have you ever had it?
Thai food?
Yeah.
I love Thai food.
I've had a little bit, it's okay. But, nope. He's like, let's talk out here. And then I love he's like, having like an asthma attack. He's like, okay, let's go inside. He was like wheezing and everything. He's like, oh, so they go inside. And you think he would keep it in mind.
I know. I mean, I think Paul got a glimpse of them while he was,
opening the door.
Yes.
They yeah, but that's different than having them come inside.
Yes.
And especially, like, he identified himself, or wait, didn't he? He was like, I have some questions, I'm looking into something. Kind of giving the impression that you're not, basically you're someone in authority kind of thing. Because, yeah, he's like, I'm looking into something, blah, 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 blah. I forgot what all he said. I don't think he could show him a badge or anything because he's suspended right now, but,
yeah.
Or I could be wrong. But, yeah, we go in there and there is... He's, like, giving all the excuses in the world for what he has in the, at his place. Medicinal carrots. Yes.
He's renting from a friend.
No, he's like, I'm holding it for a friend, and yeah. Well, he is an environmental guy, supposedly, so... And they start talking about that, and he was like, the goal is complete self-sufficiency, and the guy just goes on about, carving snow angels, and Earth Day was last week, and he starts drinking his coffee, and then he spits it back in the cup. I love that.
And then he pulls up water. From the fridge.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's like, you want some recycled urine? It's like, well, it's not all the way recycled yet, but...
Yeah.
Almost recycled urine. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe you should recycle it on the, carrots there.
Something, I don't know. But, He says, you know, Earth Day, you know, I think one day, once we're all gone, Earth is going to have a people day to remember us.
And she's just going to laugh.
Yeah. And then he's, you know, saying that you can make a truly self-contained system be invisible. And he mentioned, like, underground, and they said, yes, that's best. something about the structure and insulation that's better. And he's like, I'm looking for something, Paul says. And then the guy's like, you need to make an appointment with Sheila or whoever. Uh-huh. And, you know, Paul starts asking about the dollhouse, and he's like, they'll kill me.
Bring me back to life and kill me again.
Yes. Yeah. And then he starts, and then he's like, no, actually, I just built the shell. And then he's like, oh, shit, I didn't mean to say that.
Okay.
Oh.
I like how earlier he was like, yeah, you can make an invisible building, just paint it exactly like the building.
That's right, you did say that. I forgot about that. And then Paul's asking, can you get in? And the guy's like, I designed it from here. I don't leave this place. And then I love Paul. He's like, this will be an adventure for you.
Yeah. And he drags him with him.
Yes, he's like, there's this girl, Caroline. We need to go save her. And as much as I don't like this right now, you're my new partner because you know how to get in. And I know where this is, so... And then Boyd, we go back to him, and then Lawrence and Dominic, as Victor, start saying, he's like, I've never seen this before, talking about the U.S., like, the little flash drive. And he's like, this isn't from the NSA, because we use phones. And then they're like, well, who else would contact you like this? And he says, Alpha.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. And he says, they've never sent me anything before. So, and then they have to try and figure out the password. And it almost seems like, yeah, he knew Alpha really well. Because he mentioned something about, like, they're trying to figure out what the password is. And they said his name, Alpha. And they're like, that simple. And then he says something about it. He used a different symbol for it.
It's Greek.
Yeah, a Greek symbol. And Lawrence Dominic noticed he did that in art class, like signed that using his name. That was the first sign that he was different because Alpha knew how to do that. I guess because, yeah, the dolls don't know Greek symbols. But somehow it stuck with him, because it was his name. Because Alpha is special.
He is. Even though earlier the doctor was like, he's dead, they hunted him down and shot him in the head. Yeah, like, well, apparently not.
Yeah, that was in the previously, which was, I like, yeah, it was good how they had that, because it's been so long since we talked about Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
Had to remind everybody.
Yes.
Like, this is what's supposed to have happened with Alpha, but...
They want you to think.
Yep. Which is, yeah, they gotta keep it less confusing, because it's already crazy enough already. And so, they see Paul Bunyan on the flash drive. And so, somehow Adele knows it's from, like, where it is. She's like, this is Tucson.
Uh-huh.
And then they look, I think Boyd does, and finds there's a slash body there. Like Alpha does. And then they're like, okay, go get Sierra now so she can check this out. I love Topher's little back on the shelf. About Lawrence Dominic.
Uh-huh.
He's like, just the right thing to say, but I don't really know what to do with him, so. So So Paul and the environmentalist guy are driving. Oh goodness. What is the guy's name supposed to be?
I don't know, something weird.
Yeah, okay, here we go. It should be in here in quotes.
Just call him Mr. Carrot.
Okay, Kepler.
Yeah.
Unless you really want to call him Mr. Carrot.
No, we'll just call him Kepler.
Kepler. Which is kind of like kelp, like... So yes, Mr. Kepler. So he's like, rope is good. We should get rope. And he's like, go now, you fool. Paul starts explaining, like, we have to go in now because someone was spying on me and it was a doll, and I got rid of them so soon, or like something like that, and so. They're soon gonna come find me and kill me.
Yep. And then a little bit later, he's like, oh, we should have rope. And you're like,
yeah.
That's what I told you so.
The elevator. Yeah.
Yep.
And yeah, she's like, she warned me that I couldn't trust her or whatever. And then the guy's like, let's go around the block. And he's like, I'm going to tell the DA about your carrots, Kepler. And he's like, Paul's like, come on, we're getting in there, we're going to save her, and be the White Knight or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
That's Paul.
Yeah.
So then we have Sierra, and she's going, like, in her lab coat, and looks like it was, yeah, they mentioned, like, it's supposed to be, oh, no, not yet. She's changing, and she's like, we need to get over there now. Tissue's breaking down, and bugs, and I didn't think that was such a big deal. Like, don't they find bodies a while later after anyways?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes, like, a few days later.
Uh-huh.
So why does it matter now?
I don't know.
I guess because it's, like, you know, they imprinted it in her that this is a special case, and it's maybe a little best if it's the sooner they get to the body, but it's like, huh, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess it's just partially taking away a bit of the evidence and figuring out what happened. But, so they, the guy shows him, Kepler shows Paul the elevator and says that's the best way in. And I love how he thought Paul would just give up. No.
Oh, you don't know Paul very well. You just want to get back to those carrots.
Apparently. And also, I think he's, like, claustrophobic also, because he said something about, like, it's really enclosed.
Yeah.
Oh, and then mentions, he's like, oh, it's the same thing as, like, the Trail of Tears or something like that. Oh, and then, yeah, this is interesting. Like, I don't think we've had too much of this before, but we do see Susan again. And she is reading the book, like Echo said, and she's reading it like the prince is talking about going saving the Sleeping Beauty. And he doesn't care about how big the thorns are and everything else. And then it goes, like, you hear her voice, but you see Paul and breaking into the dollhouse. So yeah, it was like foreshadowing with that, I think, and
yep.
Well, I guess yeah, I think we'll come back to that a little bit later. It'll be good. Like, is it really a good idea he's here? But so then we have Sierra, and this now she's at the security, or like the place in Tucson, and He's like, oh, we usually don't get people here this late, but she's like, oh, this is a high priority thing. And then the guy asks, is this a signature? And she's like, yeah, someone's getting slash happy. And the guy thinks that it's a homeless guy, but she says, no, this guy doesn't smell as bad. Oh, goodness, poor Sierra, getting imprinted to smell dead bodies.
Yeah.
That's gotta suck.
Remember.
It's true.
No, she's like Echo.
Or the smell could stay.
Yes.
What if the smell stays in her nostrils?
That would be sad.
And then she'll start like... like, what's going on? Like, she'll start freaking out or something, like, when she gets back in her doll state. And Topher will be like, what's wrong? And I'll have to, like, sedate her.
I know.
And then Dr. Saunders will, like, be getting rose petals. Or tomato juice or something. Isn't that what you're supposed to use with a skunk?
Well, it sort of works.
Yeah. I can totally see Dr. Saunders doing that.
I think it mainly makes you stink like the tomatoes instead of the skunk.
Oh. Okay, yeah, she probably just would have, like, incense or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I can totally see Dr. Saunders doing that. She, like, and she'd be freaking out, too. She'd be like, we must get rose petals. For poor Sierra.
Yes.
But yeah, like we find, so that's like, they Strange should be digging through the garbage, but it doesn't seem they're a homeless person. At least according to Sierra's nostrils.
Yes.
And then, so it's Paul and Kepler, and he's like, Kepler says this was supposed to be the New Eden. And Paul's like, well, this is kind of a prison. And they start talking about how to not be seen in surveillance. And I love how Paul just knows to just, like, be authoritative and the dolls will listen to you. Mm-hmm. Which, actually, he does better with that and then another situation I'll bring up later. Yeah, and he has the guy switch clothes, which is kind of awkward, but helpful, I guess.
Yes.
To be in the doll's uniform. And the guy, he's not...
well, with all those security cameras.
Yeah, well, no, it is a good idea to have him dressed up like the enemy. But, and also, I was just pointing out, like, he's not ugly or anything. Like, there's not be like, he's a doll?
Yeah,
so that worked out well, and we'll see why later. The guy's like, I'm cold! Kepler.
I know, he's like, my arms are cold!
He just immediately doesn't like it. That's hilarious. And Paul's just like, shut up! And I think he says something like, the shirt might be organic or something.
Uh-huh.
I think he did say that.
I think so, too.
Like, organic, that's a plus. And uh-huh. Then Topher comes and he's like, hey, I don't know you, come here. And then Paul, again, does well. He's, like, authoritative and he's like, I'm from this, someone, like, with a court order or something like that. And he almost sounded like he was about to do an inspection or something like that. So something, like, you think would be routine a bit for the dollhouse. They would just be a bit more careful. Yeah. And they probably would just, like, give a warning or something. Be like, code F, we're having an inspection today. Keep the dolls locked up or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or just look normal. And so Paul tasers Topher when he has him distracted for the second, thinking he's, like, some kind of worker. And the Kepler guy, he's like, you're losing karma points. And then they just place Topher in the couch, and they find Topher's office, and he starts trying to get on the computer, and he starts saying how, like, oh, this guy's a paranoid freak, his computer's a minefield, otherwise I could get on the computer. I love it, and he's like, let's find these patterns, and then he's like not even hardly looking. He's just like, oh, look at the foxes, and look at the feng shui, and look at the massage places. And he just didn't seem too focused on the security patterns.
Yeah.
Which I thought was funny. Oh, he's distractible. And Paul's like, this is a bad place. And Kepler's like, this is a bad place. Bad people, but a good place.
Yes.
He's like, Earth isn't harmed. We're cells in a body, interchangeable. But yeah, he, that was kind of weird. But, early, I guess that was the thing. He wasn't looking at the computer. But, I don't know. Yeah, he just wasn't looking. But then he's like, oh, there's a lull in traffic. And then... he hates risers, apparently, because the hand's gonna grab him.
Yes.
And we have Dr. Saunders walks by. And then so does Victor. And Paul's like, I know that guy. And then the guy starts saying, like, any other computer, I can open it up like an oyster. And poor Paul, again, he's like, my whole life isn't real. And then they get to the computer, and they're doing something, like, so the alarms won't go off.
Uh-huh.
Or he was gonna do something with, like, the ventilation so they won't wake up if the alarms go off or something. But, so he starts telling Paul that the pods are locked. If you try and get in and it's locked, the alarm's gonna go off. So when it's locked, the light is on. You have to wait till it's off till you go in. So yeah, like, it's, I guess they have some extra security, at least for the doll, so that's good. It's just not like, here you go, we're gonna put you in these pods, and if anybody breaks in, you're on your own.
Yep.
For those lovely lulls in traffic for people to come in. So first he comes to Melly when it opens, and he's like, oh, I wish I could help you, but, like, you... the person who overtook you said, a flip of a switch and you can kill me. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Melly.
Yep.
So next he does find Echo. And he's all like, Caroline! And then Boyd's behind him. He's like, you don't get the girl, Agent Ballard. And Topher, we find, is still passed out. And then he tells him... I love how Paul... that one was kind of a silly moment. Paul's like, I don't have a gun. And he's like... Boyd's like, really? Really? You used to be a federal agent, and you're coming in, breaking in this place, and you don't have a gun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So he does. He puts away the gun, finally. And Echo's like, who are you? And she's like, I'm Paul. You called me. You wanted me to come get you. And you've been brainwashed. And Boyd's like, go for a swim. And, yeah, they start fighting. And Boyd's like, you know, you're not helping her. You can't get her out. And... yeah, they fight for a while, and then also she, like, kicks Paul over the stairs.
Yeah.
And then we go to Kepler, and he's turning off the security stuff. And then Dr. Saunders come in, and she sees Victor. And then we go back, and it's, Boyd's making the valid point of, you think they'll just let her go, they're gonna hunt you down and kill you both. And, Paul tries to get the gun. And then he gets Boyd with the rock, and then he is almost able to. But then she stops him, because she remembers Boyd helping her. And then, yeah, eventually, finally, he gets cuffed, and oh my gosh, did I really miss all that?
All what?
I think I missed a bit, but I think I remember, yeah. Okay. And you'll be able to help with the doctor.
Oh, and that he cut her up?
Well, and then also, like, the conversation. So we have Dr. Saunders and Kepler. And she's with Victor, like, somehow cousin in too, but oh wait, no, I do have this. Okay. So yeah, he slashes Victor and he says, like, the scars are the gift. And, mm-hmm. like, because he looks at her scars that he gave her on her face. Mm-hmm. And anyways, yeah, like, she just kind of, like, kicks Victor again, and he's asked her, have you always wanted to be a doctor? And she, like, at first she's like, she doesn't know. She doesn't say too much, and then she's like, yes. And then she says, that's a lie. Or that's what Kepler says. Or, okay, kind of like, you know, you can see it's the same person. It's Alpha.
Yes.
Yeah. Alpha was sneaking into the dollhouse. So then we have Boyd, and then he brings Paul to Adele, and she's like, do you really think you could just come in here when we don't exist? And then, yeah, and she's, you know, just giving her a little British condescending look at him. So then we have, go back to Alpha and on the doctor. He's like, tell me about when we first met. And she says that you were new, you'd just been white, and I examined you. And he's like, was I fine? Was I normal? And she's like, yes.
And then he says lies, doesn't he?
Hmm?
Mm-hmm. Doesn't he accuse her of lying?
I think that was before.
Oh.
Yeah, and he asked, like, have you always wanted to be a doctor? And she said yes. Mm-hmm. And then he's just like, well, I don't really have time. And, yeah, so he just kind of leaves her. So then, we have... And Paul is like, I'm a federal agent. And she's like, you've been suspended. And he's like, how do you justify this? And she's like, you have been a challenge. I think it's a good thing. And he's like, you've tried to kill me twice and had people spy on me. And she's like, well, I think it's good for us both that I didn't kill you. So, dun dun dun, she wants to use him. So then the doctor, oh no, that's right, the doctor didn't leave. Alpha has her call Echo, and he's holding her at gunpoint, and so Echo says to Alpha, she's like, I know you, and he's like, oh, I remember all about you, and yeah, he just kind of takes her, and then it's Boyd and Adele are talking, and she's like, we don't need consent, but Boyd's like, you know, he hasn't agreed to this, because she's wanting to make him a doll, but Boyd's like, no. And then we have the phone call from Sierra, And she says, yes, this guy was killed by the person you think it was. But who it was Stephen Kepler. He was an environmentalist. But the weird thing is, he was killed in L.A. and then he was moved to Tucson. Because that's where, his body was found. And then Boyd, smart cookie that he is, he looks it up and finds that he helped build the dollhouse. So yeah, we just kind of jumped ahead a little bit, but it was, just getting confusing. But yes, it was Alpha, it seemed what he did is at the beginning scene, we see the guy going through the trash can. We can assume that the guy searching through the trash can was Stephen Kepler, maybe doing some weird environmental thing. Searching through trash cans. And then the person in the dumpster who killed him was Alpha. Mm-hmm. And then he moved the body and then cleaned up and everything. And then he changed the information online. So even when Paul was looking at it, he saw like Stephen Kepler, like his information, but with Alpha's face. And then kind of found his place and went in there. Which does sound like a lot, but before, like, all the stuff that Topher was saying in that one episode when he was supposed to be able to get Echo's phone number, break into the frequency, and then somehow change it to be able to do the wipe on Echo. The remote wipe. Which, Topher at the time, I think he said, not that it couldn't be done, just that it shouldn't, but he didn't know how to do it at the moment. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's, like, Topher smart, so it is a lot, but...
it's interesting.
Yeah, so Alpha's capable of a lot.
Yep,
he is. Yep. And then, also, Adele figures it out. She's like, Alpha is in Tucson. And so then we have Echo, Alpha puts her in the chair and gets her some personality that obviously likes him a lot, and they start making out. So much so that her lip bleeds.
Yeah.
Which is pretty intense. She's like, oh, I told you I'd come get you, and... then they go in the elevator. So not only is he crazy, Topher, and slashes people. So his morality's worse than Topher's. Now he's got Echo. Huh? For whatever reason. Yep.
He's all over him.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was an interesting episode. You should think it was funny. I guess he was trying to fit into the role or something, but... and again, it did go into what he wanted, but it was like, why... just one thing I wonder is, do you think he knew where the... well, no. Do you think he knew, like, where the dollhouse was? Like, I know he's been there before, but did he know, like, how to get out, or...
I think he knew.
Yeah.
I think it was all a game. I think he planned it all. And
do you think Paul was like a distraction?
Yes.
You think so? Yeah, that is a good theory. It was like, why was Alpha, doing that? And why would he let him see the medicinal carrots? And because Alpha's too smart for that. Though. Yeah, it's true.
He doesn't.
Crazy. So yeah, because Paul's been a threat to them for a long time. So, So I guess like he maybe found out, kind of like, oh well, he is really close to, or he knows where it is.
Yes.
Or maybe if he, that Paul did tell him that. So he could have played it off as unwilling, but he did let it slip that he's like, I built the shell, And yep. he could have let it slip, like, oh, I do know where it is.
Yep.
Like I knew her return address or something like that. But Paul was the one that said, like, I know where it is. So he's like, okay. Crazy. So for the next segment, unless there's anything else you want to say?
Nope.
Okay. So we have Topher is the person of the week. Give me 1 second. So for some stuff he's been in Frasier, Donnie Darko, Whirly Girl, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Roderick Rules, also another short which I thought was hilarious when I saw him. And it was a cute little, like, little web series, but it was, dating advice from my future self. He was in that.
Huh?
Topher.
Yeah. I've seen part of that.
Yeah, I was like, oh, did she watch it? I told you to watch it. Fran Kranz, that's his name. And let's see. Oh, he's going to be in soon. Murder of the Cat. The Lord. Yes, that's what it says. No, Murder of a Cat. That's going to be made in 2014. The Truth About Lies. Seasick Sailor. It's Not You, It's Me. Putzel. Much Ado About Nothing. I didn't know that one. The Cabin in the Woods. Fanboy. Don't Fade Away. Last Meal. Wieners. Seeing if any other interesting ones. Admissions. What is that?
Hello?
Are you there?
I can't hear you.
1 second, folks. Okay, we're back. Sorry about that. A few other funny ones for that. Sword Swallowers and Thin Men. And then some stuff he's been in for, like, as himself. He was on the Big Morning Buzz Live with Carrie Keegan. The second annual Streamy Awards. And he was, like, in a production diary for Donnie Darko. And then Doc of the Dead. So that's, yeah, he had lots of funny sounding stuff.
I know.
Oh my gosh. And let's see. Yeah, so that was not as good as the Deal or No Deal, but still lots of funny ones. Oh, and then another one I noticed was Paul. He was on Arrow for an episode. I got all excited and I had to text Amy. And so I was like, oh my gosh, she's on there. And it's funny there, he was like a security person too. So I thought that was kind of funny.
Funny.
Yeah. Is there any quotes?
That we haven't said?
I think we did better. I paraphrased a bit more.
Yes. But I do think we are at least... I said all the important ones.
Let me see.
There might be a few more.
Yeah. It's being weird. Okay. But yeah, there was some good ones. Yeah, we always, as you can tell, we love the medicinal carrots, and the guy was really funny. They're going to have a people day and everything else. So it was a really funny episode, which was nice.
It was.
So, do you have a favorite person?
Um, I kind of like Echo as Susan. But I also kind of like Mr. Kepler. Not Alpha, but...
Yeah. That's a good point.
We'll pretend that Alpha is a doll and now become this other person.
Oh yeah, that was one thing. Like, yeah, like I said before, when he dressed up as the doll, and like I said, you know, he's not ugly, so it was easy for him to pass as a doll. Well, part of the reason why he's there is that he used to be a doll. So, yeah, so that was something that was interesting. So, Kepler then? Before we know he's Alpha?
Huh?
So, Kepler then, before we know he's Alpha?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just using my, like, the one I use a lot, Topher. We don't see him a lot, but he was funny with his, you know, like, he was nicer to Ivy, so he gets points for that. And he was wanting to help this girl, and so he came up with this idea and figured out how to kind of just rearrange, fix the brain a little bit, and hopefully give her some help and someone who can understand her.
Yeah.
And everything, and he, even though he was like, oh gosh, like the person from the attic, he still did it, and everything. And then the poor guy, he gets like, tasered by Paul.
Yeah.
And he did catch on. He was, you think with a lot of people that he would've, like even could've, I mean, if Paul hadn't had a taser, like, you would think that maybe, like, with such a big place that Topher could have thought he could have been some random person and not known, like, who he, that he wasn't supposed to be here at all. But no, Topher knew right away. He's like, you're not supposed to be here. I don't know you. So, yeah, like, he was sharp with that, and, yeah, it was sad. Like, it wasn't as much Topher this episode, so that was kind of sad. And because just everyone else, I just never, I don't think I've ever picked Echo. I don't think I ever will. Maybe later. But I just don't like picking the main person. I always like picking the underdogs. And that's my thing. I can't help it. But, and Adele, she's wanting to make Paul a doll. And Paul's just wanting to save Caroline. And he always goes into like this thing with Caroline, and we just have to save her, and then he forgets, like, he's so smart, like, you know, the interaction with Topher, and then getting the doll to give over his uniform to the guy, and getting Kepler, but then, like, he's with Caroline, and then he's, even though she's a doll, and then she just barely says that I remember you, and he's just like, you're brainwashed, you're, it's like talking to the zombie. Although she is a little bit better, she's not fully herself. Like, why can't you get that? You tried that before. Though she's not imprinted right now, she's not herself. You need to get that through your head. Come on.
Yeah.
And, who else?
I picked Susan, like an adult Susan. Not so much because it's Echo, but because...
Yeah.
It shows you the hope that little Susan has.
Yeah, and that is good.
Yeah.
And she does want to come back and help. We'll just see about the dollhouse. Hopefully, one of those behind-the-scenes things that they do send her back.
Yeah.
Although the girl did read the story.
Yeah.
You think she would just be like, shh?
She could be really smart and just be like, shh, I got it down.
Maybe.
Save myself. I can be Prince Charming.
Who knows? But, so yeah, just everyone else, like, just, and it was a hard episode to pick for the favorite person for me. Because no one really stood out. And it was like, meh, meh. Melly, I mean, I did feel bad for her, but she didn't have any, like, redeeming qualities to make her my favorite.
Yeah. But she was very short, or had a very short part in this.
is true, because we just see her, like, in the breakup scene. They take her back, and then we see her when she's asleep.
Yep.
And that's it. So, person whose life sucks the most?
Susan.
I know, I was thinking that too. Little Susan.
Little Susan.
Yes.
Or even the social worker lady who's trying to help Susan.
Yeah, and then this girl comes in, knows all about it, and only been there 5 minutes, and...
Yeah.
But hopefully it'll help. It'd be easier for the social worker, and maybe little Susan will get in less fights now, but I am a little worried for her if she, Echo doesn't come back.
Or if she doesn't talk to someone else.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe she'll do well. Maybe Echo will come back and maybe she'll go into editing or something or write her own fairy tale and get it published. Or maybe she'll help kids like her. Who knows? You got possibilities, kid. Use them.
Yeah.
And then also Melly. Because Paul's just being really mean. Yeah. And yeah, just being mean, like, you'll get over it. I mean, like, really? Hmm. Yeah, poor thing. So, feelings of violence?
Maybe a flick to Paul for his behavior towards.
Yeah, and then for being stupid, like, you couldn't come up with a better plan than I'm going to go in and save Echo by myself with this other guy.
Yeah.
Who's techie, but isn't exactly, I mean, he's claustrophobic and doesn't want to go anywhere. And is that really the best sidekick?
Nope.
And yes, he could shut down security, but there are still going to be people walking around. Like Boyd. With a gun. Yeah, it's just, like, he should have, I mean, granted, it would have been hard for him to come up with something because he has been so discredited. But you think he could have been, like, I went down there and something was weird and the police could maybe go check it out or something. Well, then, of course, they would have just, Dollhouse would have been prepared. They would have been like, oh, everything's fine. And so I guess he's hoping to be able to get Echo, maybe, and then he can take her and show her, like, they kept her captive, like, where has she been, why has she been off the grid, and they made her this way kind of thing. Maybe we should look into them and get them shut down, but... I think it's me. Yeah, he's not that smart. He's just charging in by himself. Oh, goodness. And, Alpha's kind of kidnapping Echo, so. And he killed a guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So we already know Alpha.
Yeah, and the guy was an environmentalist, so a guy who cares about the environment, too. Poor guy. And, yeah, nobody, I think Adele needs a good talking to, like, make Paul a doll? Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good plan.
No.
No. So yeah, that was pretty much all the badness in this episode. Maybe something to Topher, so make sure Echo goes back.
Yeah. But not anything too bad, because
we
actually sent her in the first place.
Yeah. Just a little shaking of the shoulders.
Yeah.
Come on, man, get this right. So that's what, I think that's, yeah, all the violent or the frustrating feelings. So.
So.
Ratings.
I don't know, it wasn't my favorite.
understand what you're saying. I think, 7, or I guess a 6.5. I'm like changing it. Because no, it is, you know, I'm going to stick with the 7 because it's, I like the story thing and that Topher does want to help someone. It was sad we didn't get a little bit more Topher, but the guy was really funny. And so, like, it was a bit, like, it mixed it well. I mean, it is a little bit like, what are they doing with this girl? But it helped. It fit in well with the episode. It made it lighter and shows that they do want to help people.
Yeah.
So, and not just the friends of the dollhouse, but someone who really needs it. Because wouldn't that lady, that lady was going to die anyways. What's her name? Adele's friend.
Yeah.
And Haunted. Yeah, I mean, she was going to be, well, and of course it was going to get justice so nobody else would get murdered, but. Yeah, just like someone outside the friends of the dollhouse and someone in need. And, yeah, like, Paul finding the dollhouse is really huge. So I gave the 7 out of 10 weird storybook analogies.
Yes.
Because they were very weird.
Very, very weird.
Do you have a title?
Other than the ones I gave you last night that I don't think are appropriate, no.
Well, no, I think you... What ones did you send me?
I don't remember. Something about medicinal carrots.
Well, that's fine. Why do you think that'd be inappropriate?
I don't know.
They're going to come hunt you down, Amy.
Yes.
Because you chose that as your title.
Yes. I suppose I could come hunt you down for the same title. Let me see. I can find it in my phone. Can we talk about your nails before or after?
It might have been before.
I think it was before.
I often send her, like, talk about how I painted my nails, and then I sent her a picture. They are purple with a white shimmer, in case you guys were wondering. And I think you said something about the urine.
The urine?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think I did, but...
I think you might have said, like, the atoms and or something.
I don't know. I said a bunch.
Yeah, you did.
I actually have a bunch, and... Well, it won't let me go any earlier than 5:22 p.m.
Mm. Well, you remembered the few.
Yep.
Which do you want?
What is your title?
The 10 weird storybook analogies.
Yes. Apparently I can't go back far enough.
That's okay. Well, we know at least Amy had a few ideas.
Yes, which usually I don't.
I'm so proud! Next time, if you send them to me, I'll, like, send it to my email.
Yes.
But yes, that was the episode, and I do have a bit of news. I will see. I just started using Pinterest, so I will try and pin the podcast on there, so maybe we'll get a little few people who will see it, who knows, but I'm pretty sure it's not too hard to pin stuff, so... I will let you guys know about that. But otherwise, we You can find us at the A and B version of the Dollhouse Podcast. We're on Facebook. We're on, we have a blog, which I need to update. But, and then also we are on iTunes. And you can find us, you can search for my name, Barbara Harper. Because I'm a college student, I'm too busy to figure out how to change the title. But, yeah, so that's where you can find us. And I'm Barbara.
I'm Amy.
And that's us. And next time we will be doing episode 12. I think, no, it's not Omega.
Are those two coming up?
No, it is Omega. Yeah, that's the episode.
That's Omega and then...
And then it's the episode 1, which is totally a cool, crazy one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so that'll be next. It'll be episode 12. So we're getting right along there. We're almost to the end of the season. So tell us what you think. Comment. We would like to get some feedback. If you would like to guest, we would love that. And we will work something out. But, yeah, just let us know. Or even, yeah, if you can, that's fine. We're busy, too. If you can just tell us what you think about the episode, give us some, you know, feedback, we'd love that. But, anyways, you guys take care. Uh-huh. I was wanting to think of something cool to say. You know, like... Stay, like, I couldn't say darling or something like that. Like that, I was hoping there'd be some, like, cool phrase or something. But, yes. like keep wiping or something. But that just sounds weird, so.
Yes.
Maybe we'll come up with them later. Like, you know, for revenge, maybe it could be, like, keep on revenging, but no. I tried. Maybe I'll think of something later, guys. Or if you guys have any ideas, let us know. Bye.